Hey, it's Monday night once again, time for VoiceOver Body Shop. Our guest tonight is Kip Vandenhoevel. What's that? Massive applause there.
Oh, that was applause. It sounded
like a throat clear. There we go. Okay.
That's great.
Yes. And George is in Portland, Oregon.
What?
I am.
Yes.
I am. And I have an audience bigger than yours.
What? Oh my God. Oh, gee whiz.
Hey, what's up, Portland?
Oh my goodness. Well, we got lots of cool stuff to talk about with Kip. If you've got a question for him, throw it in our chat room. And Sue is running the chat room tonight, and she will relay the question to us, hopefully. And we will answer that question. Plus tech questions as well. We want your tech questions here on VoiceOver Body Shop. All that, George's tech update, and a tour of the studio he's at in Portland. So all coming up here on VoiceOver Body Shop right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
There you go. Ah, the sweet sound of applause. Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the best ever. Maybe because we're singing in front of a bunch of loopers right now.
Yes, they're providing the soundtrack in the back there. So
they're all on payroll tonight, so tonight's a very expensive show.
Yes. Now, where exactly are you in Portland?
I am in this amazing production facility called Rex Post, and this was completely put on by Karen O'Brien. This was her idea. She's
all right, Karen.
And this is a legit studio. I mean, it is just as good as anything you'd see in LA. We'll talk a little bit more about the technical side of this room. I got a little tour before, and it is awesome.
Outstanding. All right, that we've got a little bit of stuff from NAMM, and we've got Kip Vandenhoevel with us. And let me tell you a little bit about Kip. He is an actor, voice actor, a guy who's really good at improv and a lot of other stuff, and host of the award-nominated voiceover podcast, All Over VoiceOver. Let's take a look at some of the stuff he's done on screen.
Beer. No, I really don't want to do anything to make him feel better.
Here's what I'm going to do. Listen. I'm going to give you the 50, okay? You pay him with my money, okay?
I'm not going to do that, no.
It's an extra 20. It's $70 for a globe. Please.
Have you ever had a job?
I once worked as a horse whisperer. Horse.
You need to hire more women.
Not that many women apply. Plus, it's a very physically demanding job. Your average woman can't handle it.
Oh, no?
Huey, Leslie brought binders.
What do they say?
pick up garbage, put in truck.
Thomas, been great working with you. I want to thank our producer and director.
Just take a knee.
Lining up as if Clarkson's going to throw it deep here.
Delta Charlie 27, do you copy?
But you never want to stick to the wrong
time. Christ!
I saw him. I never saw him before. I didn't know.
You almost took my face off. How about you don't shoot the good guys, huh? Oh, Jesus Christ. He branded him.
It's not a gay thing. No one's gay.
I'm gay.
No way, Jerry. Hey.
Thanks.
Happy for you.
What is happening?
So it's 3rd and 1. They're showing blitz. And suddenly I realize I'm into dudes.
Well, Beatrix, it's been a right pleasure buckling your shoes. I forgot one thing.
Do it. Do it! They're kissing!
Could I have 2 iced coffees, please?
Right, of course.
On us.
Oh, no. Thank you, Lance.
Let's welcome Kiff Vandenhoevel.
Thank you. What's up? Dan, George, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here again. There is nothing more satisfying. We had Scott Parkin on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I had seen him on an episode of Grace and Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hey, there's Scott. More often than not, it's like, hey, there's Kiff. You know,
I mean,
we saw you on La La Land, on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And you pop up everywhere.
I'm trying to be like Zelig. If I can show up like in places that I'm not really supposed to be, it's a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Don't want to see you at a Nazi rally.
No. You won't see me there. No worries. But I just did a bit on The Rookie and Blackish and This Is Us is back on. Yeah. It's been a good stretch.
You're working, in other words, which is, it's not an easy life here in LA to constantly be working, but you're constantly getting that work. What does that really take?
Endurance and preparation. I feel like, you know, I got a team of managers and agents who are working really, really hard to get me into some of the best rooms in the city. And to be able to have the opportunity of meet those opportunities with preparation and an improvisational kind of approach to things, that's really helpful. And, you know, I was just talking to some other folks last night about this. You know, when you go into an audition, you're not auditioning for that job. You're auditioning for the next, for the job 5 auditions from now. You're really trying to build and nurture relationships with casting directors. And not only in on camera, that's also true with voiceover. It takes a while to sort of get known and get trusted and show your versatility. And I think that's something that I've really worked to try to be. I mean, I came to this town with the intention of, you know, I just want to play a cop on TV. Well, as you got a chance
apparently
to see,
you've succeeded.
Yeah,
at that.
I've kind of batted the cycle when it comes to cops, and I love it. I really, truly do. And I'm, you know, now it's like, you know, what happens when you accomplish your goals? You've got to keep sort of re-upping your goals and reevaluating and pushing yourself to the next level of what you want to be able to achieve and what kind of stories you want to tell.
Yeah, I mean, having done a few on-camera auditions, to try and be an actor in this town it's a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, just the traffic, all the casting lounges you go to.
That's true.
I mean, it's got to be part of your soul to want to be an actor, really.
You got to want to love it. Or you got to love it in a way. And you know, sometimes the audition is the only time that you'll get to do that thing. You know, and it's got to be enough, that aspect of it. Because, you know, in voiceover, what's great is you get to, you know, you'll get to play. Sometimes you might get a piece of copy for Aquaman or like, you know, a character that you've always wanted to play. I don't know why Aquaman, but why not? He's in Vogue. So you get an opportunity to play this character, and it might just have to be enough because you might not book that. But, you know, you're there. You're playing Aquaman in Los Angeles in a booth, like as one of the 50 people or 25 people who might be considered for that role. That's an honor. And it's something that, you know, often if I get jaded about something or get tired, I have to remember, you know, not even the kid who I was who wanted to be doing this stuff, but like the guy working a multimedia producing job in Toledo, Ohio, trying to figure out, you know, what my next move was and saying, no, man, in 25 years, 20 years, you gonna play Han Solo. It's okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's cool. It's super fun.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you've been doing for a couple of years now is you've been doing your own podcast.
That's
called
right.
All Over VoiceOver. Tell us all about that.
I started the show in, I believe, 2005, and I had Brian Delaney on, and we talked about Fallout 4, I think it just dropped. 2016. The timeline is all hazy. You know, L.A. time screws everything up because there's no there's no sunsets. Anyway, that's not
there
true.
Aren't?
No, I'm sorry. It was
it gets dark here all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's especially it was a terrible joke. But at any rate, the point, cause it didn't even make sense. But I think it was a place to get to know my fellow voiceover professionals and improv professionals and people who are doing it. I'm really curious about the work. And I had the greatest time when you and George were on my show. We came over here and had a great conversation and I learned so much. And I feel like being able to share these conversations and the discoveries that we make together in conversation does nothing but help people who want to do this work. I mean, what's behind the mission for you in doing this show?
Well, it's always been, you know, shameless promotion of what George and I do.
Yes.
Which is, you know, helping people with their home studios.
Sure.
And, you know, and it's fun because it's what we know best. And therefore, we can do it without thinking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the way. What do you think, George?
There's a lot of thinking about it. Trust me. No, it's I mean, there's certainly the promotional side of it, but wanting to communicate the truth to the people that are out there doing what they do, because we were seeing so much of the wrong information being disseminated. And that's really what kicked the show off for us, was influenced by Car Talk, answering questions, helping people, and then watching now 8 years later actually continue to persist. Never could have predicted that.
That's so great. It's so great to have that place as, you know, an information source, but as a source of inspiration and I mean, the missions of all of this, those of us who do this kind of stuff, like Mike Lenz's podcast and what Chuck and Stacy do with VO Buzz Weekly, you know, we've all got these very interesting sort of niches that occupy this space, to support the fullness of what artists across the country, across the world are looking for.
Yeah. And it helps if you're doing a podcast or the webcast that you got something to say. And because anybody can do a podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean everybody should do a podcast.
That's absolutely true.
But you've got a good subject matter and you're a working pro and that's important. How often are you doing versions of that?
This past year I've spent most of my time focusing on incorporation and I got really busy and I've only done 2 or 3 episodes last year. Yeah. I just did a new episode last night with a gentleman named Terry Notary, who is a performance capture artist and mocap coordinator, and he just played King Kong in Kong Skull Island.
Oh, cool.
He's the motion capture performer for that, along with the Planet of the Apes movies, and he ran Ape School. So he taught
people
there was how to
ape
be
ape school.
Right? And, you know. He was telling me that he was originally brought in to do Who School for Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah. And Ron Howard asked him to create a Who School, and he taught everybody how to act like Who's. And from that, it's built his career of teaching motion. And he's a Cirque du Soleil performer and athlete. And a tremendous, tremendous actor and tremendous acting teacher. And we sat down yesterday and had a conversation. And I produced it as a podcast and dropped that last night. And I hope everyone gives that a listen. It's really, really great information. And we're going to be teaching a workshop this coming Sunday in Sherman Oaks over at the Industry Dance Academy,
which is right around the corner.
That's right. Literally, I could probably. shoot a t-shirt from here and hit the industry dance.
I could walk there, essentially.
You better run, because I got a t-shirt gun and I might hit you.
Never mind.
But there's more information about that workshop if you're interested in taking it. It's going to be improv plus movement. It's going to be really fascinating. Yeah.
So if you're here in L.A., there's something to do this weekend.
That's right. And if you're not, there's always Alaska Airlines.
Yeah.
But
so speaking of teaching,
yes,
are you coaching at all, or
I don't do so much private coaching. I'm more of a, I've always positioned myself as, when it comes to in particular voiceover teaching, as I like to think of myself as Richard Attenborough in Jurassic Park, where I go, welcome to the world of voiceover. And this is commercial, and this is animation, and this is voice matching, and this is audiobook, and this is what you have to do to get there. Am I the guy to fine-tune you and get you to those places? I don't know that that's me. There's so many other wonderful coaches who can really take you to the next level.
Yeah.
But I feel like as an entry-level person, that's where I specialize in terms of VO teaching. That's what I've been doing at Second City. But I'm also, and have been, teaching improv for about 20-some-odd years. And lately, at Second City, lately over the past couple of years, I've been teaching voiceover improv. I was part of an improv voiceover group with guys you've had on the show, Fred Tatasciore and Eric Bauza, and a bunch of other cats, and writers and puppeteers. And we got together in a studio, also not far from here, and improvised. And the discipline of improvising with microphone is so different from improvising with your bodies that a lot of people are like, it can't be done. But if you open your mind to what's it going to take to how we can play, like I've been teaching a workout, an improv voiceover workout, every Monday morning my time, but for everybody else involved, it could be Monday afternoon. In Portland, Jen is here in the studio audience with George.
Could be tomorrow morning in Australia.
That's right. It is also tomorrow morning in Australia. But we do a workout for an hour and a half, sponsored. It's run by Love That Rebecca Hoff, who's just terrific. And if you're interested in finding out about taking that workshop, she's got a lot of different offerings. It's just a great opportunity. For if you have a home studio and you live in, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Moose Jaw, Ontario?
Saskatchewan,
thank you. Darla's going to kill me. Darla's from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and the fact that I said Moose Jaw, Ontario, made her scream in her cabin in Moose Jaw. Anyway, the point is, as I continue to insult where she's from, the point is, this, what we do is so solitary. We have our tiny little booths. In our tiny little rooms. But we're in these spaces and we're not you have the opportunity to connect to other people.
Right.
And that's really the essence of what this workout is for, is to get together, to improvise, to listen, to play together, to work on those skills and to be able to apply them to our work, whether that's e-learning, whether that's commercial, whether it's industrial copy, animation, video game, audiobook, all those things.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. If you're just joining us, our guest is Kif Vandenhoevel, who is an actor, a voice actor, director. I bet you do some plumbing too on occasion.
I do a little plumbing.
Okay,
good. I just replaced the garbage disposal in my house.
Oh, isn't that satisfying?
Oh, it's satisfying.
Funny little tool you got to do to turn it.
The tool you got to get under there. It's just a crescent wrench, but still, it's like the hex. It's the hex bolt,
key. Right? Yeah,
the key, and it comes with it. But if you don't have the key, you can get a.
See the things you learn on this show.
See,
it's not just voiceover. It's home. It's domestic maintenance. It's really important. If you got a question for him, throw it in the chat room so we can ask Kif that question. We'll get to those in just a little bit. Just write in the chat room, here's my question for Kif, and Sue or somebody will get a hold of it and make sure that we get it to Kif. You were talking about George's question.
We have the Zoom channel open as well, and we have a fellow hanging out in the Zoom. So after the break, we'll be able to sort of Zoom.
Excellent. Channel. Excellent. Question about we were talking about improv.
Yeah.
How do you use improv in script interpretation? Because that's got to be the hardest thing. You know, I get a piece of copy and it's like, I want to do it differently.
Yeah.
But how do you twist your way around it? What's your process? So, what do you tell people how to do that?
One of the things that I've recently kind of rediscovered is the reason for improvisation. Viola Spolin is kind of the grandmother of improv, and she created a book called Improvisation for the Theater. It came out in the 50s, and the Second City is all the improv theaters are kind of sprung out of this notion. But what the intention of it originally was to unite actors of varying skill levels to a playful place. Let's say you've gone to Harvard, you've graduated from Harvard, you're a theater professional, and someone yeah. for our purposes okay, all improvise right. with me, Dan. Okay. So, okay. But you're a master improviser, a master thespian, and George has just graduated from high school, and he's just done. He played a walk on part in Our Miss Brooks. Is this one theater thing he's done? And we're gonna get together, and we're gonna do Henry V. Now, it's the first day of rehearsal. George has been cast because of his dashing good looks and, frankly, because there's no one else in town who's got a beard.
Right.
So we cast him. But you, of course, look at you. You're perfect for my I'm gonna cast you as Hal, okay? First day of rehearsal, you guys have such disparate vocabulary for how you do the work. Your experience and his experience together don't really align. And I want to get you guys talking and playing and create a space for us. So I use an improv game, theater games, to help get to a truth that you know in performance and that he may know from life, but we have this group experience that we can draw from.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's really the origin of these theater games. In fact, it's written in Viola's book of the players are student slash actors, and the director is the teacher slash director. So they're used for the application games. Now, coming back to your original question of yeah. how to, that's great, Kiff. Awesome. Thanks for theater history.
I knew you were going to get around to it eventually.
But what do I do with script copy? So knowing that, it's not necessarily about writing new copy or improvising new funnier lines. It's about using these games and using these forms to reignite my imagination surrounding this copy. Let's say it's a boring piece of copy for a great restaurant, Zanko's Chicken, right? And it's like, come to Zanko's Chicken, it's delicious. And we can all agree with that.
Well, in fact, great
we'd
stuff.
Be doing a true tell on that. Like, oh yeah, I would. But like, how do I make that copy come alive? So like a simple improv example would just be something like using environmental context. Mm-hmm. Where am I?
I'm in Zanko Kitchen.
Okay, great. I'm in Zanko Kitchen. So now, one of the first things I want to fill myself is with if I'm there, what do I see? What do I smell? Who am I with? What am I tasting? What am I enjoying? And I start to answer these questions inside of myself on this copy. I know what I'm going to say. But I have to give myself that sensory thing. A lot of time people will just say, well, who are you talking to? Start there. Well, maybe who will get you there, but maybe who won't? Maybe you're talking to the camera. Maybe you're talking to the lady behind the counter. Maybe you're talking to yourself. Who is a valuable question to answer for yourself, but I don't think it's any more valuable than what am I experiencing in this space and how can I use what I'm experiencing to unlock the emotional truth of the script. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
So that's how I think improv can really help. Now, why play improv games? To like stretch those muscles, to make a discovery like that, that it's just that simple. That it doesn't have to be like we're going to play zip, zap, zop we play zip, zap, zop so that we can react and listen and react.
I've played that one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's great. We can play it with our chat room now. Zip. And they're not listening. No, that's fine.
Zap.
Zap. Back and forth. Anyway, again, stupid bits.
Yeah. Or the one with the ball.
That's right. Pass the ball around. Red ball, blue ball. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, our guest again is Kip VandenHeuvel. We're talking about improv with voice acting and a lot of other stuff to improve your voiceover skills. Again, if you got a question, throw it in the chat room. We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be right back with Kip and your questions and more questions right after these.
Yep, this is VOBS, proven anybody can have a show these days.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
And we're back!
What's up?
Hey, we're with Kit VandenHeuvel, and we're talking pretty much about improv, because it, like you were saying, it is possibly the most important skill you can pick up in you know, when you're auditioning, because every, you know, you get a piece of copy, everybody's going to do the same thing.
And yeah.
How do you, I think you described it as, you know, the thing through the maze.
Yeah.
With trying to break through the walls.
Yeah, that's
in the
right.
maze.
We were talking before, like the specs, when you get a piece of animation copy, or video game copy, often the description is who the character is. You know, oh, this is Cliff, and he's a burly 40s lumberjack from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. So it tells you what he is. It doesn't tell you what he is not. But when you get often commercial copy tells you, you're light and friendly in this, but he's not this, and he's not this, and he's not this. So all of a sudden, you're trying to avoid things to be. And it's like walking through a labyrinth or a maze with these walls of what is this character supposed to not be, so that it guides you to what the creative director's vision is. And the challenge is, how do you distinguish yourself from the other 5,000 people auditioning for this piece of copy that came to your agent, but it also came to the agencies in New York and Chicago and Atlanta and every place else. So, That's one of the things that I love about improvisation, is that my emotional choices are going to be different than the emotional choices that you make. And as long as it's rooted in the same truth that's in the copy, but I use these skill sets to kind of play and build, it will, in a way, set me free to rise above the labyrinth. don't know what I'm, my metaphor jumped the rails.
Don't fly too close to the sun.
That's right. It'll melt my wings and I'll fall in the Minotaur and it'll be a horrible mashup of mythology. But I do think that by allowing yourself the freedom to riff on the copy a little bit, riff on the intention of the copy, just to be, to free yourself to explore and play, that can set you apart and help you find creative fulfillment in a piece of Domino's radio copy, because it's there. And it's just a matter of, I do believe with all my heart that it's about trying to find the kind of artist that you are through it.
Possibly. Yeah, absolutely. Once again, we're talking with Kif Vandenhoevel and we're talking about improv. George, we got a couple of questions from our vast audience out there. You want to throw Kif a couple?
Yeah, I'll start with my own.
Oh, great.
Because I want to know, Kif, how do you keep your schedule working between on-camera and VO? Because I know a lot of VOs that end up leaving on camera because they're having a very hard time keeping up with their auditions and everything else when they're on hold for all this on camera. And how the heck are you doing all that? How are you keeping all that straight?
Really good communication is the first step. I make certain that when I get a commercial audition, or in particular theatrical audition, because my commercial agent is the same as my voiceover agent, so they've got all that stuff internally and they manage that on the calendar. But if I have an on-camera booking or an on-camera audition that comes in, I immediately email my production, my agents at and let them know, like, okay, this is a theatrical audition, I'm going to be gone for 90 minutes. That's the audition life. If I book something and I'm like, look, I'm on set all day long, I will have my microphone with me for same days. I will make certain that all the standing clients that I have know that I'm unavailable that day. But if something happens during lunch, I'll break away and record something. More often than not, that's exactly what happens. If I'm on set all day, I invariably will have to record something, and it's important that I keep my recording capability with me and just a lot of transparency. It can be stressful, but I'm in both of those spaces and I feel like both of those spaces serve each other. Probably the most challenging stretch of time was when I was on Richie Rich and we were shooting for 8-9 weeks, I think, for, 5 days a week. And I was on set 10, 12 hours a day. And my availability was really limited. Fortunately, at that time, I didn't have any campaigns that I needed to protect time for. But, you know, my commercial voiceover agent in particular was like, so when are you done? When are you done with that? Because we really want to be able to submit you for things. But again, I believe that it's about communication and letting everyone know what's going on. And I would much rather manage that challenge than the other, than to say, I'm going to let that atrophy, because things change. I there's a real value in having the kind of revenue stream that comes from being able to do an audiobook and do promo and do a couple on camera bits, and the on camera stuff helps and supports my brand recognition and getting my name out there. And like you were saying, like, it's fun to see me pop up on a show. It's super fun for me to be able to do that and then to be able to meet and work with other people. It's funny how all this stuff kind of overlaps.
Yeah.
It seems like you've structured things too. So like, this is a topic that comes up a lot. It's hit people close to me, that if you lose any one client, you will still be able to feed your family.
Yeah.
You know, you're not like, you don't have one big time gig that if it went away tomorrow, the bottom falls out.
Right.
I'm assuming that because of the type of the variety of work you do, but is that true for you?
I've landed a big time gig that has like consistent 2-3 sessions a week that has made life a lot easier. And it's really put into practice the necessity for me to be able to say, hey, I'm shooting. I don't know what my call time is. I know that they want me. I will email you when I know what my call time is. And if I need to get up an hour and a half early so that I can get on the microphone with them, I'm prepared to do that. I will do whatever my client needs for me to be able to make that reality happen. If I've just got one day shoot, it makes it a lot easier than going off to New Zealand to shoot for, 3 months. And that's not, frankly, right now, that's not the kind of actor I am. I'm a workaday, I'm a day player for the most part. And it right. allows for that, the other kind of work to be able to work out. What's like the biggest conflicts that I might run into at this point would probably be like a 4 or 5 day audiobook record. Would probably be something that would be challenging. But with the audiobook producers that I've worked with, whenever a same day comes in or that kind of stuff, when we take a break, I can go in there and turn my microphone on or record something and send it off and keep everybody happy. But I think that, it's planning for that eventuality. It's having good portable microphone options, making certain that I've got internet, and making certain that I'm just open and communicating with the clients and letting them know, you're going to get what you need. I need 5 minutes here to be able to give someone else what they need. And for the most part, I've been Neo dodging bullets, and I hope to be able to keep going.
All right. Yeah, we got a question from Gary, who is on Zoom. So keep it brief and clean.
Let's see what happens. I'm going to turn on his camera, and I'm going to turn on his mic. All right, Gary, you're on.
Hello. Hi, Gary.
Beautiful Santa Monica, where we have sunshine at this very moment. It's a pleasure to watch. Be on the show. You can't see my face. Fix that. I really enjoy everything you're doing. Forgot my line, but the advice you're giving is sound and really, really true.
Thank you.
If you can juggle things and be a slave to your schedule and fulfill, that's all it takes. Fulfill. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that. And I'm glad it's still sunny in Santa Monica. We left it sunny. I'm glad to hear that it still is.
Well, yeah, until it goes down.
That's right. Until it goes down.
Although it's still bright and sunny there.
It's so important to live by that schedule. And my managers have really helped me recognize the importance of that. I was doing a spec reality show in Toledo, Ohio. I remember talking to a guy who owned a record shop, and he gave me the best piece of advice of anybody I had talked to. And he was like, yeah, well, as he was smoking a Winston Light, good paper makes good neighbors. And it was like that simple phrase was like, yeah, you're right. If good paper makes good neighbors, if I make certain that all those needs and I'm clear and everything's out in the open, that my agency will be happy, my managers will be happy, my client will be happy, and consequently, I'll be happy. And I can go to bed knowing that tomorrow morning I don't have to worry about having to pack my bags and get kicked out of town.
Yeah. Hey, George, any of the folks there in Portland got a question for Kiff?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Oh, good.
I've got Jen right here. I'm going to pan the camera.
It's so nice to see your face, Jan. I'm so used to just seeing your image on a little screen on Skype.
I know, exactly. Well, it's likewise. So I just thought, you mentioned a lot about walking into the room and having the opportunity and just bringing a level of preparedness to your opportunities. And you've, as like George is mentioning about how do you manage everything? What if that big client goes away? And you said, yeah, it's great to be able to have promo or whatever it is in your pocket. And so, and I'm always hearing you, when we're in improv class together, you're talking about, I took the training with so-and-so and the other guy said this, and it really made me think about that. So, I'm curious how what's your process of like, how does your radar decide on the next thing you're going to pursue? How do you chart your course through? Because we all know there's so many niches that you could be doing in voiceover, right? Or acting, you've got a lot of irons in the fire. How do you plot your course through that and with confidence is my question.
Oh, man, that's a great question.
If only you knew the answer.
Yeah, I don't quite know the answer to that in terms of, I got to say I follow what really gets me excited, what's interesting or new. I'm kind of always looking for a new adventure and, using the language of a toolbox, right? Like I always feel like, I've studied with people who have helped me really secure certain things in my toolbox. Like I did, Kalmanson and Kalmanson this past year. and did their working pros class. It was terrific. It was just like their approach to commercial work in particular, and how you use, use improvisation to help and lead ins to help kind of build where you're going to go with your story, and answering questions for yourself, and like to spend time with that. I spent time studying with Charlie Adler this past year, just a spectacular character class. And then Richard Dorton and the mocap vaults, just because mocap is part of our reality in this market. If you want to work in video game and film, it's another opportunity. And I've had a couple motion capture auditions that have come from either my on-camera agent and also from my voiceover agent. So it's nice to be able to figure out if I'm going to do a self-tape on a motion capture, I don't have a motion capture rig. What do I wear for a motion capture audition? Dress like the character. Dress like what you think the character is.
Interesting.
That was how I booked Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition in Detroit. It was my first video game job. And like, so I think what I like doing is taking a self-analysis and figure out what do I not know, and how do I figure that information out? Or what's cool, or what would I love to be able to have on my IMDb page or have that experience? And last year, my wife and I took a motion capture class with Richard Dorton. It was amazing. And then the very next week, we got into Heroes and Monsters. And then, and that kind of led me into heightening my awareness of what Terry Notary was doing, which led me into that place. And then taking a class with him and discovering that it was so much more than what I had thought originally in terms of motion capture, that the stuff we were studying was making me a better voice actor, was making me a better ADR performer, was making me a better on-camera actor. And ultimately, it's self-diagnosis and trying to have a clear sense of where my skill sets are. Oh, God, I studied with Dave Walsh last year and did promo work.
He's fabulous.
He's so great.
Yeah.
And Pat Fraley, I mean, there's so many wonderful people to study with, and studying isn't the only thing. Like getting a book, like Augusta Bowal's book on Theater of the Oppressed, or Viola Spolin's Improvisation for the Lone Actor, or this book by I forget his first name, but his last name is Uzo, and it's this Suzuki Method performer, and it's just fascinating. If you love your career, you can't help but drink more of it in and watch behind the scenes stuff on DVDs and all that, and talk about it. Like it makes me young. It makes me excited and vital. And there's nothing more thrilling than going to set and working with somebody who shares that same kind of enthusiasm for the work, you know. And I've been blessed to work with celebrities and non-celebrities and just folks getting started and people who are veterans and who share that same enthusiasm and passion. And I think that's the wind that's blowing my sails, I guess.
I got to say, Kiff, when I listen to your podcast, that's one of the things I love so much about the way you have your guests. You exude that energy very effectively on the podcast.
Oh, like, man, thank you.
You're an enthusiast of who's on the show.
Yeah.
And that energy is what makes it so successful to listen to.
Awesome.
You know? And I know the podcast is such a teeny little slice of your life and what you do in your career, but it's the one thing that I get to, that I consume, you know, that connects with me. So for me, it's a big deal. So I love it.
Thank you very much, George. I it gives me so much joy to do that thing. And I always feel like whenever we get done with, we had it here. Like you get finished with it and you're like, okay, we'll talk to you next week. Peace. And I turn the thing off and then we all go, oh, wow. That was wild, man. And it just feels like how invigorating a great conversation is. Yeah. You know, it's like when you have like a great dinner with people and you're like, you're driving home with your person or by yourself and you just go, that was amazing. I wish I could roll back the clock and have that dinner again. And just the conversation, the energy, and more than anything, the connection, you know? And that's what I really, what I love about improvisation is that, I threw that word connection around a lot for a really long time. Improv is about connection. Acting is about connection. But then you go, well, what the hell really is connection? Connection is listening. Connection is receiving. And it's really satisfying to give and take with another person or another cup of people and share your perspective on the world and be transformed by it.
Yep.
I don't know.
So, all right, where can people get a hold of you if they want to take a class or okay. one of these things?
Let's see. If you want to, well, first, love to have you come and join this workshop that we're doing on Sunday. And if you're interested in participating in that, you can email Terry at terrynotaryworkshops@gmail.com. terrynotaryworkshops@gmail.com. Sign up. We still have some spaces. It'll be a world-class event for a reasonable price, and it's right here in town. It's going to be super fun. If you would like to...
Is that T-E-R-R-Y?
T-E-R-R-Y-N-O-T-A-R-Y, terrynotaryworkshops@gmail.com. And you can find, like, there's videos and stuff. If you find me on Instagram or Terry on Instagram, I'm at KiffVH on Instagram. Then you'll see. I've been posting about it for a while. You know, so I'm tired of talking about it. And I'm not, because it's going to be a blast. If you want to study with us in our voiceover workout group and seeing Jen there, she can give a personal testimonial if you want. It's lovethatrebecca.com. lovethatrebecca.com, and you can sign up with Rebecca, and we offer a bunch of different voiceover classes and improv classes, and you can find the one that's right for you and connect to a wonderful community of people who are doing the same thing you're doing and are just as nervous about it or as excited as about it, and you get the opportunity. There it is, lovethatrebecca.com, and you can sign up and check out and join our class and do it via Skype. It's really, really great training, and it really it doesn't just make you a better actor. It makes you a better person. I think being involved in improvisation makes me a better father and a better husband, a better son and brother. And if you just want to, and if you're interested in following me and seeing the stupid crap I post on Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at KiffVH on Twitter and on Instagram, or visit my website at www.allovervoiceover.com. Subscribe to the show and get incorporated. I got incorporated recently.
Always fun.
Always fun.
In California, even more fun.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Kiff, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much,
Dan. That
was
inspirational. Awesome. I appreciate you being here.
George, thank you so much for having me on. I shook Dan's hand. Can you put your hand in my hand? Can you reach?
Virtual.
There it is. Virtual. Does it work? Did it work? I'm shaking. Here, I'm going to massage George's face. There we are. George. Just going to give you a quick facial. I love you, man. Just want to run my fingers through your shaggy beard. So amazing.
All righty. Thanks, Kiff. Right,
thanks.
Alrighty.
So much, Dan.
George and I will be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer, and you are watching VoiceOver Body Shop. It's great.
Well, it's that time of the show where we thank our wonderful sponsors, Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect, Source Live, Source Connect Standard, Source Connect Now. They've got many, many, many products. But the thing that voice actors should know about, the tool that they got to have in their toolbox if they want to be considered really pro and working in commercial, trailer, promo, a lot of genres in voiceover, you want to have Source Connect in your toolbox. It's a great software package for streaming your studio's audio real time to another commercial studio anywhere in the world. Very low latency, very high quality, and it's rapidly becoming a standard in voiceover production. You really should have this tool in your toolbox. Get a demo of Source Connect. You can go to source-elements.com and get that demo set up on your system. You don't have to have one of those little blue iLocks that people think of when they think of Source Connect. You just have to have the iLock account. Get it running, get familiar with it, have it ready to go. And then that day comes when that job's coming in or the audition comes, says you got to have Source Connect. You can sign up and have it ready to go. And it's a no-brainer. So go ahead and sign up over there at source-elements.com. Get a 15-day free trial. And if you have a chance, let them know we sent you so they know why they keep sponsoring us over here.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources, and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions, bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
It's time to talk about one of our other great sponsors, someone who has been with us for 8 years. You realize that we've been on the air with VoiceOver Body Shop and eWabs for almost exactly 8 years now. And someone who is there from the start was Harlan Hogan and VoiceOverEssentials.com. And why do we like Harlan Hogan and VoiceOverEssentials.com? Aside from the fact that they're sponsoring our show, they also have great stuff. Mostly the Harlan Hogan Signature Series products that you can only get at VoiceOverEssentials.com. Especially these new Harlan Hogan Voice Optimized Headphones Signature Series 2.0. And these are a massive improvement over his first ones, and the first ones were great. They are a very flat-sounding headphone. These are not for really listening to music on. They're designed specifically for voiceover. You get a very flat response back. You hear exactly what it was that you recorded. And aside from that, there's other great new features to this. Aside from the fact that it's got memory foam pads on it, leather pads in, you know, on covering up the foam, a really comfortable headband that is really flexible, like a Timex watch, and they're comfortable to wear for a long period of time. So if you're doing a long session or you're doing a long session of editing and you really want to hear yourself as you exist, these are the ones to get. And you can get them only over at voiceoveressentials.com. Best way to get over there is to go down to the bottom of our homepage here, if you happen to be watching on our homepage, and click on the picture of Harlan Hogan talking into his Portabooth Pro, and it will take you right there and let him know that you found him via us. Also, we're using the Harlan Hogan VO1A microphone, which is this one here that I'm touching. Great microphone designed for voiceover. Not much gear is designed for voiceover. It's usually designed for music. Not the stuff at voiceoveressentials.com. And it also has this quick disconnect instead of pulling it out and then praying you can solder it back together sometime. So thanks, Harlan, for being our sponsor here on VoiceOver Body Shop for 8 years now. We really appreciate it. And we have returned to say goodbye. By the way, we really want to hear what you guys think of the way we've been splitting this up. We do the whole show live every other week, and then we give you the interview for a whole week on our website, and then we do the Tech Talk section. And we know that you guys are enjoying it because there seems to be a precipitous rise in our viewership. So we appreciate that. Let us know what you think about that. And you can write to us at, of course, our only email address, which is theguys@vobs.tv.
And we still have that old survey. I haven't updated in a long time.
Absolutely.
There's a link to it. You can always give us input on the survey on the website at vobs.tv.
Yes. Yes. And Sue, of course, has reminded us that we did not plug ourselves. So, you know, hey, if you need help with your home voiceover studio, you can work with either of us because nobody knows more about home voiceover studios than the two of us. And we don't say that to be, you know, immodest, but we just do it. We've been doing it for a long time. If George, if they want to work with you, where do they go?
You can head on over to georgethetech.com or georgethetech.com, depending what part of the country you're in. It'll all take you to the same place, though. And there's a menu on there for ordering services by the hour, or I have a whole bunch of flat rate stuff on there as well to serve you. So go take a look. And Dan also does lot of the same stuff in his own way over at his website, which is?
It's homevoiceoverstudio.com, and makes it a lot easier to, yeah, it's down right, it's right here. You can see that. Yeah. Yeah. Come on over and check us out. See what we do. We've got, you know, analysis of your audio and we'll see how it sounds, which is really important. And if you need a full consult, we can talk about that to make sure you are sounding your best. Who are our donors of the week? If you have access to that information at the tip of your digital fingers there.
I actually do. I got some that are very much regulars to the show. Andrew Kaufman. I've got in the queue here, Joseph Valentinetti.
Thanks.
I didn't say his name right. I'm sure of that. Antland Productions, our buddy Uncle Roy. Yes, Icon. We know who that is. Martha Kahn. And then going down the list here, Diana Birdsall. Thank you, Stephanie Sutherland. A lot of these names, if you guys watch this regularly, are reoccurring because they're subscribers. So we say their names every month or even more often. Patty Gibbons. Thank you, Patty. And let's go down the list a little bit further. Brian Page.
Brian, my, great actor.
My dad, not a great actor.
Thank you, George Sr.
Amanda Fellows. I think that rolls us back to the previous week. And I also want to say a very special mention again to Karen O'Brien.
Yes.
And donor for the show this week who brought us this incredible studio.
All right. It's fun to do it from all these remote places. By the way, we'd like your booths on here. It's fun to be in Hollywood, but we'd rather be in your booth. So show us your booth. Send us a picture of your booth in landscape, not portrait, so we can get it on the screen behind us. Somebody was like, "Hey, I saw my studio last week." That's great. We want to see what you're doing out there, and see if you're actually listening to what we tell you. Love it when somebody has the mic wrong, which is kind of interesting. Let's see. I think we do need to thank our sponsors, like Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials,
VoiceOver Extra,
Source Elements,
VO2GoGo,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and J. Michael Collins Demos.
All right. We also need to thank, of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of live webcasting, our producer, Catherine Curtin, for getting us amazing guests, Sue Merlino for doing chat room duty and technical duty tonight. We appreciate that. She did a great job. And also, Lee Penny, simply for being Lee Penny. Well, that's going to do it for us on VoiceOver Body Shop this week. We'll see you next time. And we got to remind you that if it sounds good,
it is good.
All right. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VOBS. Yes! Oh, I love the sound of that. We'll see you next time, guys.